What if I told you one of the most powerful anti-cancer foods ever studied is probably sitting in your kitchen right now? Not some expensive supplement, not some trendy superfood powder. Hi, I'm Michelle Patidar, and I'm a certified integrative nutrition health coach who specializes in cancer prevention and recovery, and I'm a 9-year cancer survivor. Okay, the powerful anti-cancer food I'm talking about is garlic. And honestly, the research behind garlic is mind-blowing. There was a comparative study published in Food Chemistry where researchers evaluated 34 different vegetables across 8 different tumor cell lines. And out of all the vegetables tested, garlic came back as the strongest. Not one of the best, the strongest. Researchers found garlic demonstrates complete growth inhibition across 8 tumor cell lines tested. When I first learned this after my cancer diagnosis, it completely changed the way I viewed food, because this is what people don't understand. Food is information. Every single thing we eat is either supporting inflammation or lowering it, supporting oxidative stress or antioxidant defense, supporting immune dysfunction or immune resilience, supporting detoxification or a toxic burden. And garlic is one of the most researched functional foods in the world when it comes to cancer prevention, immune support, inflammation, detoxification, cardiovascular health, and the gut microbiome. So today, I want to break down why garlic is so powerful, what the research actually says, the biggest mistakes people make when cooking or eating garlic, and simple ways to start incorporating it into your daily life. Let's get it started. All right, let's talk about why garlic is so powerful and why we need it in our diet. Garlic contains sulfur-containing compounds that become biologically active when garlic is chopped, crushed, or chewed. One of the biggest compounds everyone talks about is allicin. And allicin is honestly one of garlic's superpowers. The crazy part, whole garlic cloves don't actually contain much allicin naturally. Allicin forms when garlic is damaged, meaning chopped, crushed, or minced. That process activates an enzyme which converts compounds in garlic into allicin. And allicin has been studied for antioxidant activity, antimicrobial activity, immune modulation, inflammation support, and anti-tumor activity. Now let's pause here because this is important. When we say anti-cancer, we are not saying garlic cures cancer. We are talking about supporting an internal environment in the body that is less favorable for disease development. That distinction matters, okay? And here's what the research actually shows about garlic. Garlic has been heavily studied in cell studies, animal studies, and observational human research. Research suggests garlic may help support detoxification enzymes, apoptosis, which means programmed cell death, reduction of oxidative stress, inflammation pathways, and immune function. One major area researchers focus on is garlic's effect on carcinogen metabolism. Garlic appears to help support phase 2 detoxification enzymes in the liver, the pathways involved in helping the body process and eliminate toxins. And considering we're living in a world full of pesticides and air pollution and plastics and heavy metals and processed foods and environmental toxins, supporting detoxification pathways absolutely matters. There's also research suggesting higher intake of allium vegetables like garlic and onions may be associated with lower risk of certain cancers, especially gastrointestinal cancers. Again, not because garlic is magic, but because consistent dietary patterns matter over time. Garlic also contains flavonoids, selenium, sulfur compounds, and antioxidants, all which help combat oxidative stress. And oxidative stress is basically an imbalance between free radicals and the body's ability to neutralize them. Too much oxidative stress over time damages our cells. So foods rich in antioxidants help support the body's defense systems. Now, here's the biggest mistake that people are making with garlic, okay? This part blew my mind when I learned about it. Most people chop garlic and immediately throw it into a hot pan. But when you do that, you may actually reduce the formation of allicin. The key is you want to chop or crush garlic first and let it sit for at least 10 minutes before cooking with it. Why? Because it gives the enzyme reaction time to activate the beneficial compounds. Tiny shift, but a massive difference. So now when I cook, I chop my garlic first, I let it sit while I prep everything else, and then I cook with it. And yes, cooking can reduce some compounds over time. That's why raw garlic tends to contain the highest allicin activity. But even cooked garlic still contains beneficial sulfur compounds and antioxidants. Okay, here's how I actually use garlic in my daily life. One thing I always tell people, you do not need to eat garlic in some extreme way to actually benefit from it. This isn't about eating 20 cloves of garlic a day. It's about consistency. Some easy ways I use garlic is I roast garlic with veggies. I put garlic in my soups and stews. I put garlic in my marinades and homemade salad dressings. I saute it with greens. I mix it into grass-fed beef or turkey. Garlic with olive oil, I can spread over potatoes, I can add it to sauces, or just to herbs on salmon or chicken. One of my favorite things, a simple anti-inflammatory bowl with a good quality protein, a good quality olive oil, roasted vegetables, herbs, and fresh garlic. Simple food, powerful compounds. Let's talk raw versus cooked garlic. People always ask, do I need to eat it raw? Raw garlic does preserve more allicin, like I mentioned before, but honestly, cooked garlic is still incredibly beneficial. And if raw garlic bothers your stomach, cooked garlic is totally fine. Some people can mince it into hummus or add it to guacamole. Again, you can use it in dressings or even just swallow tiny chopped pieces with your food. Personally, I focus on consistent intake versus perfection. Now I want to talk about garlic and the immune system. The reason garlic is constantly studied is because of its effect on immune function. Garlic appears to support natural killer cells and immune signaling pathways. And remember, your immune system is constantly scanning for abnormal cells. So supporting immune resilience matters, especially in today's world where there's stress in high amounts, sleep is poor, processed food intake can be high, and toxic burden is absolutely increasing. Now let's switch focus to garlic and inflammation, another huge area. Inflammation. Chronic inflammation has been linked to heart disease, metabolic disease, autoimmune issues, neurodegeneration, and cancer development. Garlic compounds have been shown in research to influence inflammatory pathways and oxidative stress markers. Again, not a magic bullet, but part of an overall anti-inflammatory lifestyle. And that's what I really want people to understand and know. Cancer prevention isn't about just taking one supplement, one smoothie, one superfood. It's the pattern, the daily habits, the consistent choices. This is what matters. What this has taught me after my cancer diagnosis, I can't even tell you. Learning about garlic actually changed the way I viewed food completely. I stopped seeing food as calories and restriction or dieting, and I started seeing it as information for my cells. The food we eat every day are constantly interacting with our hormones, with our detoxification, our inflammation, our immunity, and the microbiome, and even our cellular health. Something as simple as garlic can become part of creating a healthier internal environment over time. That's so powerful, especially because this is accessible. Most people already have garlic in their kitchen. So no, garlic is not a cure for cancer, but the research around it is absolutely fascinating. And when you combine foods like garlic with quality sleep and blood sugar balance, movement, lower toxic exposure, stress regulation, whole foods, that's where the real magic happens. Not one thing, the pattern. So maybe tonight, crush some garlic, let it sit for 10 minutes, and start seeing food just a little bit differently.